Welcome to the Academic Minute. I'm Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. Understanding the brain has taught us a great deal about human nature. And as David Freyer, professor of biological anthropology at the University of Kansas, demonstrates, all that knowledge about ourselves can teach us something about other species as well.
Humans are a uniquely right-handed species wherever they are found. Whether hunter-gatherers, horticulturalists, herders, rural or city dwellers, for every 9 right-handed people, there is 1 left-handed person. Handedness is a measure of brain laterality, with the left side of the brain controlling the right side of the body and vice versa. People who have had a stroke on the brain's left side often lose functionality of the body's right side, along with speech capacity. From this, we have known for more than 100 years that language is primarily located on the brain's left side, so handedness is a measure of laterality and language. Our group is interested in determining if Neanderthals were also hand lateralized. We have been documenting obliquity of scratches on the lip side of the front teeth. Imagine clenching an object between your teeth and pulling with your left hand and cutting with a stone tool in your right hand. If you pierce the material and the tool's edge strikes the tooth enamel, it leaves an oblique scratch. Reverse hands and the scratch's obliquity is in the opposite angle. Given enough scratches, this obliquity measures handedness. Our sample comprises 35 Neanderthals from 130,000 to 30,000 years ago, with a ratio of 32 right to 3 left, or greater than 90% right-handedness. Recent studies of Neanderthal paleoculture indicated they were much more sophisticated than normally supposed, with evidence for the use of pigments, eagle talon pendants, and feathers, along with burials and other signs of cultural complexity. Using handedness as a proxy for brain lateralization and language capacity, Neanderthals spoke like us too.
That was David Freyer of the University of Kansas. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors on our website, academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Newman's Own Foundation in partnership with Mount Holyoke College, celebrating 175 years of educating women leaders around the world.